Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Music That Matters podcast. My name is Troy Nelson, and it has been a while since I have done a podcast, but it seems like every single time that I do one of these podcasts, it's been a while since I have done the previous one. But love doing these, love being with all of you for these Music That Matters podcasts. So thanks for subscribing to this. I have got lots of new music to share with all of you. Of course, they tell me that I can swear during these podcasts. So of course, my knee-jerk reaction is I just want to get on the mic and swear for an entire 40 minutes. That's all I want to do. That's all that it makes me want to do. But you know, I'm going to be a little classier, and I figured that it would be a wiser choice to share new music with you, because that's what we do here at KEXP. So once again, thanks for joining me. I've got new music from all over the country, all over everywhere, really. And I'm going to play an entire local set in a little bit. But I want to start this Music That Matters podcast off with a song from a band that I have loved each and every one of their releases. It's hard to believe this is their fourth album. They are very prolific because they're still new in my mind. But this band is very, very cool. They're from San Diego, and their fourth album is yet another great release. And this is a song called I Like It in the Dark, and it comes from San Diego's The Crocodiles, and it's here on this Music That Matters podcast, KEXP.
The latest trend. You wanted everybody there to be a fan. I listened to your story about the aftermodern, feeling like it's fun to win and to pretend. Tell me though, do you really wanna know what happens? I'll be a bus bin fly, just live in a die. But I don't wanna be the guy to say whatever, never mind. Hit it and gone to my heart. Hit it and gone to my heart. Here we go. Now that the party's done and we're both on our own, do you feel a bit cheated?
You're listening to Music That Matters podcast. My name's Troy Nelson, bringing you some new music, and that is some new music out of Miami right there. They're a trio out of Miami. It's their third record. They are Jacuzzi Boys, and a really, really cool, neat little song. They're doing some pretty garage, fist-in-the-air punk rock, but I like that tune right there. That song is called Double Vision. And before that, you heard music from the So-So Glows. Everything's Revival is the name of that tracker. Everything Revival, I should say. And they're a Brooklyn band. And starting that off, you heard Crocodiles. It's their fourth record. They're from San Diego. And what's cool about their fourth record is that it was produced by one of my favorite people in the history of music. And that is Suna Rose Wagner from the band The Ravenettes. He produced this record, and he is very fitting for Crocodile's sound. That song in particular right there is called I Like It in the Dark, and highly recommend this record here from Crocodiles. It's called Crimes of Passion. I have got lots of stuff for you here on this Music That Matters podcast. I don't even know where to begin, but what I do know is that I have three Seattle bands that I would like to share with you right now in case you have not heard them. And I'm just going to play them back to back to back. So it's going to be a local set of music, if you will. And this first song comes from this band that I initially had met. I ran into them a couple years ago when I was in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Music Festival. And these two kids were on the street corner playing their guitars, and they had their little hat or whatever it was out, you know, for change. And these kids were like, you know, very young, early 20s. And walked by, and the kids, we met them. They was like, recognized me from something. Maybe we had met before that, but I don't remember because I don't remember anyone I ever meet ever. And the kid was like super nice. Both of them were really nice. Like, oh, hey, we're in this band in Seattle, and we're just down here. This is like the gig we could get in Austin, just playing on the corner of the sidewalk. And I thought, that is determination right there. If you're just going to go down with your acoustic guitar and you're like, you know, screw this, we may not be playing the huge ass venue down the road, but we're going to play right here for everybody. We're bringing our music to Austin. I thought that was really cool. And then I kept in touch with them in Seattle, heard that they were making some music. They made this debut album right here. They had Eric Blood mix it. And Eric Blood, also one of my favorite people in the history of music ever. And so very happy for these guys. And I think you're going to be hearing more from them. And they have definitely an original, interesting sound. But check it out. They are called Friends and Family on this Music That Matters podcast.
How they married in the night, a herd of bitter herb was served as wine. Then a veil of tears she wept for the life they thought they might have led. Distant feelings from the past, with a stick and a crooked grin. Through the gate that breaks the fence, I'll escape again.
This is Brent Omaker from Brent Omaker and the Rodeo, and I want to make love to Troy Nelson. You're listening to KEXP 90.3 FM, KEXP Seattle.
beautiful track right there. That is from the Seattle band Secretary. And it's only a 3-song EP that we got a debut. And if this is a debut, I cannot wait to hear more from Secretary. And that song is called Words. Before that, you heard Ghost Pains, and this is a very cool side project, and it is from Dave Martin. Dave Martin is in the band Black Whales, which I enjoy very much as well. Used to be in a band called Slender Means, which was also very good. So, in other words, anything Dave Martin is a part of or spearheading, it is going to be good, and this is very good. And I think this is just a little EP, too. Yeah, another little 3-song EP, and the song that you heard from Ghost Pains right there, what was that song called? Oh, yeah, Kids for Rent. And I'm hoping to hear a full length from Ghost Pains as well. And you heard Friends and Family, all bands from Seattle in that set, and all bands putting out some great, great EPs and great records, and this is the debut album from Friends and Family. And that song is called Green and Yellow Basket, hoping to hear more music from Friends and Family, hopefully by the end of this year. But I highly recommend all those Seattle bands. My name is Troy Nelson. You are listening to Music That Matters podcast, and so great to be with everyone on a Music That Matters podcast, because it has been at least a year since I have done one, and I should probably do more, because you get to, it's different. It's interesting talking into a microphone, knowing that people aren't going to listen to it until later. So I want to tell you what I'm going to be doing tonight or what I did yesterday, but it's just that doesn't really make sense, and nobody really cares anyway, so I understand that. But it also just is strange. It's almost like doing a radio show to nobody, but I'm just hoping that this music gets out to people. And from all the subscribers for our Music That Matters podcast, apparently people are listening. So I'm doing it for you, whether it is 2 a.m. right now and you are drunk eating Cheetos, which is exactly what I'm doing right now. Or if it's daytime, you're cleaning your house and listening to these podcasts, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for subscribing to these and listening to these. And it is great joy to bring you all this new music in these podcasts. I've got a few more for you. I am going to play this. I've been listening to this pretty much on repeat since it came out only a few months ago or a month ago, and loving this. They're out of New York, and they are called Minx, and this particular track here is called Everything's Fine. It's my favorite song from this album from Minx. All the songs are really good, but I don't know. Check it out. Very, very cool stuff. Minx, Music That Matters podcast, KEXP. We'll be right back.
is wide open now. All my worry is gone. What I feel doesn't matter now. It matters what I. We'll be right back.
is a debut out of San Francisco from a duo making a beautiful noise there. They are called Evil Eyes, and that song is called Shake the Dust, and a self-released album, an excellent, excellent album at that. It's called Borderlines. Before that, you heard Porcelain Raft. I loved the previous Porcelain Raft record, and I'm loving this one. They are out of Brooklyn. Their new album is called Permanent Single. You heard the track right there called Cluster. Looking forward to seeing Porcelain Raft, who are going to be playing Seattle very, very soon, and I will definitely be at that show. And Minx, like I said before, I've been listening to this on repeat since it came out. The new album's called Tides, and it's their second record. They are out of New York, and that song is called Everything's Fine, and I love that. Easily my favorite song on the record, but like I said, all the songs on here are very, very good. So, well, of course, I mean, I've got to recommend all these because that's why they're getting played on this podcast right here. And I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. My name is Troy Nelson, and it has been a pleasure to be with you, even though it's been a while since I've done a podcast. I'm going to do definitely more of these, I assure you, because I forget how fun they are. And getting in here is something that is totally worth doing to bring you all these great bands, including this one. I'm going to leave you with this one right here, and thanks for listening again. I'm going to leave you with this band. It's the second album from this New York band led by Luke Rathborn, and just recording under the name Rathborn right here, and this track is called What More, and the album is called Soft. So have a great rest of your day or great evening, whatever time it is you choose to listen to this podcast. I thank you so, so much for checking out all these bands, and thank you for supporting all of this music and supporting KEXP and signing up for our Music That Matters podcast, which is totally free. And I love these things too. I listen to these podcasts all the time. So great to be on the other end of the podcast and of this microphone. I'm going to leave you with Rathborn right here. And you've been listening to Music That Matters podcast, 90.3 KEXP in Seattle.